Hello, and welcome to Secret Vibes with host Victoria Brown on LJDN Radio. Enjoy the show.
Hey, y'all. We are back tuned in to
the Secret Vibes show.
Here, where we tell our secrets, laugh about it, maybe cry about it. But hey, we all vibing. So, Ari, how you feeling now?
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling great too. Yeah. So we are going to go ahead and tap that number in, which is 855-490-6991. You want to repeat that one?
All right, y'all. The number is 855-490-6991.
Y'all go ahead and tap in and tap in. Want to hear all them vibes. So, Ari, girl, it's been a long week.
For sure.
It has so many things going on outside and inside the world.
Yes.
Oh my God. So, I found out one of my best friend's secrets. That she had a crush on me. I was like, that's crazy. How would you feel if somebody told you they like you?
Well, I actually get that a lot. So I'm just kind of like, oh, thank you.
By your best friend? If your best friend told you, like, he or she had a crush on you?
I've definitely had people and like best friend wise tell me they like girls and boys.
That's crazy. I didn't know how to react, but you know, since I'm taking, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
How can I feel? What do I do right now? Should I continue talking or should I walk away?
No, especially when we were little and like the best friend would be like, I have a crush on you, let's hold hands in the park and let's kiss behind the swing sets. And I'm like,
but back then it's like we didn't know better, so we didn't know what a crush was. Right. But now that we're older, it's just like, okay,
right,
like what do I do? Should I say yes? Should I say no? Should I say I'm taking?
You know,
should I give it a call?
The old school way, hand on the paper, check yes or no.
Oh my God. Do you remember that though?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Then pass the notes in class. Do you like me? Check yes or no.
Oh my God. That used to be horrible. I would be scared to give someone, do you like me? Because if I see a no, I would not want to be in class no more. I want to switch class rules.
I feel you there.
Oh my God.
Or if you receive a I don't know in red eyeliner, in red ink.
That's the worst. That is worse. I don't know. What about Valentine's Day in elementary
school?
Oh
God, the little Valentine's Day mailboxes.
Oh my God. Like, I was always nervous to give my crush his, like, Valentine. Because what if he rips it and you're like, ew.
Right.
So it's just like, what in the world? But I don't know. All these secrets is getting a little juicy now. Like, first time. Oh my God. So when I was little, you know, we don't never know what to think or what happened if you do something like out the box. So I did something out the box, which was kiss a girl. So it was like, now I think about it, I'm just like, did I like it or not? Did I like it? Because I don't know. Because right now, it's like, Okay. Can I try it again? But y'all, for real, y'all have any secret? Because we are spilling all the juice and tea and all the vibes in here. Y'all tap in to that number, 855-490-6991. Tap it in, tap it in. Hey. But yeah, Ari, can you believe that they're actually still roommates?
I know.
Oh my god.
I don't think I've ever had this much fun with a roommate before.
I know I haven't. I haven't. I always had to have beef with them more. It was always like, should I like you or not?
Right. Like, ooh.
Like, ew. Change rooms. Thank you.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Or when they would be super petty and, like, throw your stuff in the hallway.
Now, somebody throw my shit in the hallway. Oh, you might as well say, Betty. Because I'm whooping that ass. Okay? I'm whooping her ass. All the way down to the stairs and up. Shoot, might as well call me Betty tonight. Because I'm boxing without the gloves.
So, do you ever remember when your mom or dad would, like, have a drink or something? And you would be like, what's that, as a kid? And they would be like, oh, it's just, let's say, mom water or dad water.
Oh, my God. Yes, my mom used to be like... Yeah, I'd be like, what's that, mom, that you're drinking? Because it's clear. She says water. So whenever I wait until she goes somewhere or somebody ring the doorbell, like, I'll drink it. I will cough so damn bad and fucking feel like I'm dying. And she will whoop me. Like, why you drink my... I was like, this is not water. Like, you just killed a child. Like, I felt like she was killing me.
I remember one time my dad let me take beer, and the first thing I would say is, you're drinking piss?
Oh, yeah. Because it's like, beer makes you pee a lot. And then I ain't like beer because every time I see a guy that drinks beer, they have, like, pregnant stomach.
Yes, the bloating.
The bloating, yes. I really thought men could be pregnant. Like, like back in the day, like, this is when I'm little, y'all. This is right. When I was little, okay? I know. But I really thought, like, beer made guys pregnant. Like, I'm like, mom, why is this stomach bigger than mine? It's like, it's round and everything. Like, it was crazy. Oh, my goodness. And so many rumors, y'all. I am. It's like everything flowing through my head. It's stuff about the funniest secrets. I really thought it was about stuff. Oh my goodness. It is.
The mom water goes the same with the vapes and stuff because they'd be like, what are you sucking on? And they'd be like, air. I'm like, why are you having air in a tube? And I'm like, he's like, just go to your room.
No, okay. The biggest thing, funniest thing, I can, oh my God. So, you know how they have, like, adult toys?
Yes.
Oh my God, so, sorry, mom, if you're listening. But when I was, like, in my teens, I remember finding, I don't know what inch it was, but I would go around just waving it around and acting like I was Harry Potter.
Oh,
like,
my God, no.
I thought it was a wand. So I used to dress up like Harry Potter. And
just wave it.
Just wave it. And then until my mom one day seen it in my room and she was like, what are you doing with this? I'm like, you're touching my wand. Leave it alone. After I count this fine. You know how they say fine?
Yeah.
Oh my God, because I cussed out so bad. Now I know, you know, this right. day is like, I know what it was. And I'll be like, ew, I was touching that. Like, what in the hell? Like, oh my God, do you not? I was like, now I think about, like, damn, I mean, like, ugh. Like, what the fuck? What, like, shit like that. Like, I cannot, I have, like, a hidden drawer for my shit, for my kids. Like, I swear to God, if I see one of my kids playing with it, I'm smacking them with it. I'll just. I'm playing. I'm gonna smack my kids with no toy. That's nasty. Oh my God. That was like the funniest stuff. It's like, especially the rose. Like, what if I seen it on TikTok, this kid had a rose and he put it on his mouth and he told his mom that it was stuck in his lip. I was like, oh no. I was thinking, I was like, that's my young son. Like, he would do something like that.
Yeah.
I can't. Adult toys was, like, the biggest thing for kids. Like, especially my generation. It was, like, more experience.
Mm-hmm.
But now, this is my favorite toy in the whole wide world.
Okay, so do you remember unboxing videos of Kinder Eggs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was a kid, I would pack up little boxes full of random things I find around the house. I'd set up my mom's camera, like a phone, like a phone. I'd set it on video, right? And I would be like, hey y'all, welcome to my unboxing video. Like, I'm actually doing a YouTube. My mom would be just going to her phone one day and finding all these unboxing videos. She'd be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm a YouTuber.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think everybody wanted to be a YouTuber, but it was, like, more me being a podcast. But, you know, now that I'm doing it, it's like, oh my God, what am I doing? Am I really doing this? Is this happening right now?
Right.
Like, it's like, Tori, what are you doing? No, get off. No, stay on. So it's like, Tori, stick to it. Get on, be yourself. But you're making it more easier for me because I'm not talking by myself and I'm not like thinking because I'm like the first time I'm telling you, Ari, my first radio. I was like, literally, like, what should I talk about now? Like, I got like 20, 30 more minutes. Like, what the hell am I gonna talk about? Like, I came out with my profession. Nobody taps in. Nobody's listening. And then I was like, help me. Somebody help me. Come in, talk to me, do something. No. So now I am more vibing,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. So one of my most recent things I've been interested in is becoming an EMT, right? You know this.
Yeah.
But it's confusing because one minute I want to become an EMT.
Yeah.
And then the next minute, I'm over here on Star Maker just singing. And I'm like, you know, I could totally be a pop star. And I'm going back to my kid area. And I'm like, why did I not want to become a pop star? Why did I want to become a princess?
I can actually see you being Britney Spears and what's that other girl name? It's Britney Spears. Taylor Swift.
Oh, God.
You're in the mix of that, too.
I was thinking Billie Eilish, but okay.
Oh, well, I'm bad. I thought you. You in between them. I got you seeing you being a pop star, though. Because you do be. You got
I do be singing.
You be singing. Can't actually wait to do karaoke with us. Because we definitely. You're going to be a pop zombie, the R&B singer.
Yes.
That's how they're going to hear me singing.
Like, oh, yeah. I feel like if I really put my mind to it, I could possibly be a rapper, too. Because, you know, I like to rap Eminem. I like to, you know, rap Nicki Minaj, you know, all this other stuff.
Okay. You need to go ahead and give me a little taste of what you know.
Okay,
what you know?
Okay.
What you know? Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Till I collapse and spill and dry as long as you feel until the day that I drop. Will never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I can stop, I'm gonna stop. When I'm not hip hop and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts, I'm gonna stop. Women, women, I'm cotton, wet, sugar, hot, minimal, adrenaline, shot. Cannot get the ill and stop. But moxicillin is not real enough.
Woo! And drop the mic. Let's go, Ari! Look, y'all just showed us to be a rapper, a singer, even a country singer. That's cool. Hey, she got an all in one. You heard me? Get it, Ari. Okay, I ain't got the compliment like her. So you tell me to drop something, I'm gonna be like, girl, catch me on a good day. Catch me on a good day. Because right now it's not a good day for me because my voice is like, oh. That's all y'all gonna hear. And then you're gonna be like, I thought you were singing. You gotta be prepared when somebody tell you to drop it. But she dropped it. You know what I'm saying? Call in that 855-490-6991. Let me know what you thought about her bars. Ari, you killed it, girl.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Girl, this is... The vibe. This is the vibe. I love it. Love it. So far, girl, the secrets that you have told, what you think about it now? Like,
I'm still thinking, what the heck was wrong with me?
I do too. It's a lot of things that we did that we now just thinking about, like, we really just did that.
Right.
Like, what?
And I can't believe I just dropped him and him on the radio.
Well, hey, you said you was ready. Okay, technically you didn't, but I had to do it. I had to test your skills, girl. I had to see if you was ready. And you was.
And I slayed.
And she slayed it. You heard her. You heard the one and only Ari. You did what?
I slayed.
Okay, period. And that's how it goes on this show. We vibing. We cooling. And we have fun. That's what we do. On the Secret Vibe Show. Hey.
Where them callers at?
Where the callers at? Hey, where the callers at? Go ahead and tap in. Tell me what y'all think about her bar and what's the funniest secret that you can reminisce and tell now. Yes. I'm sorry, y'all. This is too funny. Like, we are really over here just really reminiscing on a lot of stuff right now.
Right.
Like the 90s. Okay, so I'm a 90s baby. I don't know where all the 90s babies are at because I'm a 92. And yes, I'm an Aries. So, yes, we popping around here. We popping.
I'm a Leo.
Uh-oh, we got a Leo. Y'all Leo's alright, you know what I'm saying? Y'all. I don't know. I had to choke on that for a second and reminisce on my Leo that I had before. But you know what I'm saying? You cool. You in the spot. Yes. What year are you in?
I'm a 2005.
Okay, she a 2000 baby. Young. Young. Oh, I remember the 2000s. Oh my god. The Bratz. I used to play the Bratz dolls.
I actually love Bratz dolls.
I used to have the Bratz lip phone. I used to have that. My mom, when I tell you I was a huge fan of Bratz, I was, yeah.
So, you know the pink Bratz that has all the pink makeup and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I did a replica of that on one of my TikToks.
Ooh, okay. Hey.
I need to get back into TikTok, though. I only have 4 followers.
Look, my old ass is getting too old for TikTok. All I do is scroll now.
I be scrolling until like 3 a.m.
My ass be just scrolling. I be like, seeing these 30, 40s, like, even 60-year-olds on TikTok. I'm like, if they can do it, I can do it. But,
the grandpa's dancing.
Oh, my God, the grandpa's dancing. That's one of the funniest TikToks. But you know what? They be doing their thing. They be doing it.
I recently saw this girl that was dancing in stilettos, and I was like, I'm breaking an ankle.
I cannot walk it, y'all. I am so scared of walking in heels. Especially, yes. A big girl like me, I get terrified when I see another big girl in heels, because I be like, all that weight that you put in on that heel, I know it's screaming.
You don't want to see me in heels, then. I'm already 5'8".
Look, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? The feet, okay, so the feet is skinny. Women, y'all not putting too much weight on it, because I barely got weight on yourself anyways. We are carrying almost 200 and up. We got a whole lot of weight that we pushing in on them heels. So when our man be like, babe, you will look good in some heels, I be like, where? Because I'm not wearing them.
So far, because I've only found one pair of heels that fit me, because, y'all, I'm a size 10 in shoes. But I can't really wear heels because I like to have what I call duck feet.
Okay.
So, I can't really wear heels, but I found one pair that fits me, and they're 3-inch heels with a skinny heel.
Oh, see, yeah, you got that. I can't do it. I can't even do it with a 1-inch heel. I'd be scared that it's going to just go ahead and be like, girl, I give up. And it'll turn into a sandal real quick. That's what I feel like it's going to do. Dang, what happened to the heels you had on? I just had them on. The heel gone now. Ooh, now it's sandals. It's still sexy. That's what you bought me, right? Like, I be feeling it, like. But for real, though, big props to the big girls. 2+ and up. Wearing, rocking them heels. Hey, I give y'all big props. I do. Because I can't do it. And I'm 232. And I'm proud of all this. But I don't know heels. I am really feeling this.
The same.
Really?
Yeah.
Feeling it?
I'm over here like, dang, this is a lot more fun than I thought.
Right. It's fun when you have somebody that you know you can vibe with, and that can be like your hype person on the side. Like, girl, you got this. Because, girl, I'm telling you, I ain't had that at first. I was just like, who's gonna hype me up? I need to hit on the phone. I wish I had another phone so I could be like, look, what the fuck do I need to say now? You hear me? Do I sound good? Yeah, so I am so happy that she decided to be my guest tonight, because, oh my god.
Hey, I mean, I had nothing else planned but being sick with a cold.
No, I'm definitely going to be vibing. So, girl, I don't know. What's your plan for the weekend?
I mean, trying to hang out with my boyfriend, but I mean, I don't know.
No. Well, it's my cousin's birthday. Shout out to PJ. He's always getting on my nerves, but he actually came all the way from North Carolina to the 757 to hang out with his favorite cousin, Tori.
He came from the 910 to the 757.
Hey, 910. Yes. He came all the way from the 910. If y'all don't know, that's Fayetteville. It's my hometown, so don't talk shit about it. Because, you know, I gotta put the thumpers on you. No, I'm just playing, y'all. This one. But anyway, shout out to the people that is from the 910. And definitely shout out to my besties out there. Love y'all if y'all listening. Any shout out for you, girl?
sorry for the voice cut. But, shout out to my mom. And, you know, just shout out to everybody that's been supporting my friend Victoria here.
Hey.
So.
We definitely in the building. And y'all, remember, every Friday, 6 p.m., you got an hour with me, so y'all better tune in, clock in. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Alex, you coming to work.
Okay, y'all better, you can have my girl, you better act like you got to clock in for work and get in soon. Because this is a secret vibe where we're going to have fun. We're going to hype it up. I got my girl now, Ari. Woo! Okay, we're going to go ahead and get that tune in Friday for y'all. So, y'all did not tune in this one. I know y'all better tune in for the next one, alright? Because it sounds like me and Ari going to have some juicy stuff for y'all. Especially what we were talking about this whole week. Woo! We did a little slight one tonight. We did the funny one tonight. So, we was...
God, if this one's just a slight one, I wonder what the other ones are like.
Oh, girl, you just don't want to know. You just don't want to, girl, that's why it's
I'm
called.
I'm gonna set you up now. Listen to all your podcasts.
You know, that's why it's called The Secret Vibe. Gotta find out what the next secret gonna be for next Friday. So, definitely gonna be getting it hotter than hot.
It's getting hot.
Because it is. Ew. But for real though, y'all, thank y'all so much for supporting. Thank y'all for tuning in. And definitely, y'all, I will be seeing y'all around. If y'all out in Lisa's right now, don't eat all the buffet up because I'm on the way. Okay?
Hey, I may be little, but I can eat too.
Hey, okay? Lisa's. They having a free buffet happy hour tonight. It started at 5, but as soon as I get off of here, I'm on the way to the buffet. You heard me, Big Mac.
And you talking free food?
Yes.
Oh dang! Take me with you.
I am so weak. Yes, we are about to start. The birthday for my cousin, so we're definitely about to slide out. We'll be at Lisa's tonight, and then after that, we'll be. He wants to go to Eagle Nest, so you can catch secrets out there tomorrow. I will definitely be at the alley with him. I don't know what's up with him and Alley, but I'll be out there if y'all see me out there. Don't shout me out too much, but y'all can say hey. No autograph. I'm just playing. I ain't there yet.
I know y'all have only heard me once, but you can sometimes see me at Doctor's Karaoke Pub.
Okay, on a Sunday. Yes, we definitely out here tonight. We out here this weekend. And shoot, I might spot out again. Leases again Sunday. Hey, yeah, hey. And Docker.
Okay, I was about to say. What about our plans?
I am so weak. Yes, I had so much fun tonight. I did. What about you?
Oh, great time.
Would you ever do this?
Yes. I honestly feel like a natural with this.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are. You definitely got me out of my nervousness now. So it's just like, at first, I was like,
here we go. I was ready to hop in. You're like, let's do this then.
Oh my God. Yeah, you was. And I was so excited for you. Because I was like, yeah, I know she got this. I know she got this. She'll keep messing around. We might end up being in mostly all my podcasts.
I wouldn't mind that.
I know you wouldn't. You love it. And I love it too. I love making other people laugh. I love making people, you know, feel like they can talk to us.
Okay.
Especially on live. Like, everybody can hear it. Like,
oh God. Everyone heard that voice cracker in here.
Oh my God, they heard us laughing. This ugly laugh that I got. Like, I hope I didn't snort. Oh my God. If I did, I apologize. Like, we are over here like so geeked up over here. Geeked up.
My cheeks hurt from laughing.
Mine do too. It's just like, dang, I have not laughed in a long time like this, or even had fun like this, especially on a podcast, like on podcast radio. Like, who does it?
Right.
Like, oh, what y'all do on Friday night? Oh, we on podcast, like, laughing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you don't hear people saying that shit.
Yeah.
But.
Okay, ladies, we got 3 minutes.
All right, bye.
Okay.
You want me to wrap it up?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, I'm just letting you know you got about 3 minutes. You can start wrapping it up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, y'all. So you already know what it is. It's almost about that time. We about to wrap it up.
Aww.
It's right. Definitely have so much fun with y'all. I hope y'all have fun with my girl Ari.
Yes.
So from the 757, Tori Ari on the Secret Vibe Show. Tune in next Friday. And I can't wait to tell y'all this secret. Woo! Tap in.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.